Chapter 20. Culture. Ivanich asked Prajna when they were once again sitting by the fire.
I will become younger, but what is the use of it? I don't know how to live and what to do. I was taught only to work like a wild beaver and provide for my family. But that can't be the purpose of life. Then how am I better than an animal?
Yes, you are right, old man, answered Prajna. People have no real culture. They don't know why they live. They don't even know what the word culture means. It consists of three parts. Cult, you, and Ra. That is, to cultivate only those qualities that God has. That is Ra, the main god of Egypt, the sun god. Or, more simply, the cult of light, spiritual light.
Oh, what kind of cult is this? Ivanich inquired.
Everyone has a spark of God, a part of God. More precisely, you are this particle of God in its embryonic state. The center of your attention, where your perception, consciousness comes from, is this spark, particle, Atman, spirit. You are the perceiving witness of what happens to the mind, the senses, the body. But as long as your witness has not realized itself and is identified with mind, feeling, body, it has not yet awakened, has not separated itself from all this. And your task is to create such a gap between you and your mind, feelings and body, or rather not yours, but given to you for temporary use from outside. But it is difficult to do this. And the first step on this path is to make the spark ignite the flame. A flame of love, grace, compassion, repentance, joy, happiness, and other higher emotions. Culture, i.e. songs, poems, literature, music, theater, temples, worship, should serve to awaken them. Sublime emotions will not come by themselves. They must be cultivated through works of art, religion, spiritual practices, merging with nature. However, we are taught something completely different, and the whole modern culture is a demonstration and justification of negative emotions. In books and movies, the protagonist is resentful, envious, vengeful, fearful, jealous, greedy, possessive, selfish. This is often justified by the struggle for justice, war with evil and the like. Naturally, being brought up on such culture, a person instead of sublime emotions and awakening of the divine I becomes an embodiment of negative qualities and thoughts. There is, of course, religious literature like biography of saints, ancient fairy tales and legends. But now, such literature is very little used in the education of children. These tales taught the good, lofty emotions, sacrifice and self-sacrifice. And it is necessary to search for and nurture these sublime states in ourselves and in children. In our society, there is absolutely no intelligent literature that would show the real work on ourselves. It might even seem wild to a modern person.
Wild? How? Why? Arthur was surprised. After all, it teaches goodness, spirituality.
Yes, but it is incomprehensible to people. Let me give you an example.
Prajna began to explain.
Let's say, for example, Shakespeare's famous tragedy of Othello. A slanderer whispers to him that his wife Desdemona has cheated on him, and Othello decides to kill her without even investigating it. I would write it differently. Othello listens to the slanderer. Jealousy and vindictiveness arises in him. But he decides to work on himself and thinks, jealousy makes me feel the pattern instilled in me as a child. I was trained to react that way. But I don't want to be a puppet of the stereotypes of a Sikh society. I want to get rid of my selfishness and look at the situation from a position of love. If Desdemona cheated on me, maybe I didn't satisfy her as a man, and I need to become a better man to give her what she lacks. Maybe I didn't give her enough gifts, didn't give her enough attention, didn't pamper her, didn't tell her I loved her. I need to fix myself, tighten up, get better. Or maybe she is just putting up with me because of the pattern. That it is necessary to keep the family. Then I will talk to her. If it is difficult for her with me, then maybe it is better to divorce. Why should she force herself to play the role of a wife if she doesn't want to? Because I love her and I want her to be happy. And I'll do anything to make her happy. Let her go out with that man. If that's what she wants, let them get married. I'll even help them with that, organize the wedding. But the main thing is to talk to her kindly, to find out what she wants, what's bothering her.
Prajna finished her examples and looked at the reaction of the disciples. All the people listened breathlessly to the unusual twist in the story of Othello and applauded Prajna at the end.
Yes, and even that's not all, she continued. When Othello would have talked to Desdemona, it would have turned out that he was a victim of slander. And they would have laughed together at the slanderer, pitying him, that instead of being happy, he lives in slavery to negative emotions and is constantly forced to lie to himself and others to achieve foolish goals that will not give him happiness, but only more confusion in life. Then the spouses would go to him and try to explain the truth in a kind way.
Genius, Ruslan exclaimed in admiration, and everyone clapped again, marveling at such an unexpected turn of events in a well-known piece of literature.
Yes, you see, my dears, said Prajna, there is no such literature. It would look inadequate. It would not support the pattern of a Sikh society, created to generate negativity, to justify violence and war. After all, these stereotypes were created by the dark demons to feed on the suffering of people, and all works of such culture now belong to them and serve their purposes. Therefore, we need to revive the ancient culture and create a new modern culture based on the principles of love and perfection. Then the whole society will be able to change, because it is culture, i.e. movies, books, TV, radio, variety shows, that create a person's worldview, teach him or her to react to life in one way or another, to perceive themselves in the world in a certain way, and to practically educate the human soul.
After these words of Prajna, the old man wept inconsolably.
What happened, Ivanich? Lyria turned to him.
I realized that I had lived my whole life for nothing. I had been made a fool, and now I had so little time and energy to change and attain perfection. Why do people like Prajna have to hide in the mountains? He sobbed. Instead of teaching people the truth from all the TV screens. Instead, they show us lies, teach us negativity and evil, stun us with stupid programs and soap operas that make us sick. How long will we endure the devil's machinations? After all, I could live like millions of people and not even know about the truth.
Yes, you are right, old man, said Prajna. But this is a new time. The fate of the earth depends on us alone and those who have learned the truth.
Prajna paused, glancing meaningfully at Ivanich and then at the other disciples, who continued to listen to the wise woman with awe and enthusiasm.
True culture begins with the transformation of the self, Prajna continued. But the person in his present state can do nothing, but he must try to remember, to remind himself and others, and in this way, by the common effort and help of God, person can change. Prayers are an important means of such reminding and changing, but there are very few real prayers, and they must be understood. One must learn to say them with the heart, with the whole being, and not only with the tongue. And today I will give you the prayer of my master, which he received from God in silent samadhi, and which he has already translated for us into the clumsy language of the earth. Listen, people, to the message from heaven.
And, in a very solemn voice, seemingly experiencing each word with her whole being, Prajna began to recite the prayer, one phrase at a time, as if to convey to everyone the state contained in each word, so that people could feel its meaning.
God, help me to wake up and not fall asleep, to see myself real and not to forget, to separate myself from filth and lies, to serve you and people for the rest of my life. Let me know your will, and give me the humility to accept it. Teach me forgiveness and forgive my sins, to love thee and all thy creatures. Let me be forever dissolved in thy grace, and let it be so forever for thy glory and for the good of people. Aum.
It seemed to Arthur that a great insight descended upon him in every line, but immediately vanished. He could not hold on to it.
You'd have to repeat that prayer for years to realize it all, he reasoned.
It is a pity, thought Alice, that I do not fully understand the meaning of each word, because I have to reproduce the state of mind that each line describes. Perhaps one should repeat it until one has experienced it completely, and try to stay in that state as long as possible.
Yes, I will try to recite a prayer like Prajna, Ruslan thought, to experience it with my whole being, and also to make people feel it.
Gradually, we will study every word of this prayer,
Prajna went on to explain,
so that you may be in the states it speaks of. For now, try to memorize it and highlight what you do not understand in it, and what is clear, try to do. For example, you should try to forgive, to love, to separate yourself from what you consider bad, false, not to identify, to think about how to serve people and God, to tune yourself to know His will. In every action, you should try to abide in His grace. And as you do this, you will understand the first lines of the prayer. You will feel every word. This will happen when you remember yourself, when you awaken from the dream of your imagination, when you see yourself real and not the false image created by society. Only when you observe yourself will you see the filth and lies and be able to separate yourself from them. If you don't do that, you will continue to see the filth as yourself and the lies as truth. That is why the first lines here are the most important. Without them, you will not be able to master the next lines, to awaken, to see yourself, to separate. This has to be learned every day, every minute. And the love and grace of God will give you strength to learn it. Therefore, concentrate on sublime emotions. Start from them, so that you have energy and mood to perform all other actions, prayers. This is how you will achieve the true inner culture that will make you God-men.
When Prajna delivered the last words of her speech, the disciples, inspired, began to applaud again.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org.